Hello, hello. Oh, I love the word hello. That's one of my favorite words, I think, because it reminds me of one of my favorite things, the telephone. And here I am again with stories and stuff from Minneapolis. I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller. Oh, speaking of phones, I wish you could have been on the phone with me last night. It was about 2 in the morning our time, and I was on the phone to Australia to hear Nigel perform in a talent show there. He's the one that came in just below me, the second place in the spelling bee when I won it. And he was doing a talent show, and the way he sung, "Dead skunk in the middle of the road, stinking to high heaven." But nobody could sing it like Nigel, with an Australian accent, putting on a kind of a southern accent in the U.S., mixing them together. And people had him to do it about 3 times, and they were beating on things and singing along with him after a while, and gave him a long-standing ovation. Wonders that the phone brings. Well, there is a friend that I'll never, never, never forget that I knew over the phone. And back in 92, 93, and he was just 4 years old when I met him. One of the smartest kids I ever knew. One day he called me and said, "Do blind people get dizzy?" He was just wondering. He wondered about so many things, like, I told him, "Yeah, blind people do get dizzy, but like if I go around and around, I do." And my sister for a while had dizzy spells where she wasn't even going around and around, and they never did find out what it was. They went away, luckily. But, yeah, when you go round and round, and then he asked me how big a ball would have to be so that if you walked on it, it would feel flat instead of round like the earth does, you know, feel flat, even though it's a ball. And I really don't know whether it's 100 feet or a mile or what. But, you know, so it wouldn't feel slanted as you walked on it. It would slant so gradually, I guess it would feel flat if it was big enough. But I've never been around a ball that big. And one day he was in a restaurant. You know how kids do in restaurants. They say things that are very surprising and usually very loud, too. And Jason did that. He came up to some people eating, and they were about to leave. "Don't leave that. Don't leave that. You'll hurt its feelings. It'll be very lonely. Don't leave that." It was that green stuff, and it was parsley. And Jason said, "It was so good for you and so good and everything, and it has real special feelings. You'd hurt its feelings. Please don't leave it." And they were so surprised, this whole family, about 5 or 6 people there eating, they did all eat their parsley. And Jason called me and told me that he saved the life of a bunch of parsley that day. And I'm proud of myself, Joy Bubbles. I'm proud of myself. And he was 4. Like I said, one of the smartest kids I know. And one day, I got the news from a friend of his mother's that terrible morning in March of 93. Jason had died in the same big bed that he was born in. He was 5 at the time. Actually, since I decided to be 5 forever and give up being a grown-up just for fun, you know, and 5 was my favorite number, or still is. He decided to be 5 even before, while he was still 4, because he didn't know if he would live to actually be 5. But he did. He lived a couple months after he was 5 in that great big bed. His mother later told me that the home birth that they had in that bed and him dying were both kind of messy things with fluids and stuff, and also both of them were times of crying. And times of holding, and times of things that there's a picture inside your heart that remembers things forever. And, one time while Jason was alive, we even had a sleepover. Yeah, we slept together. Well, him in his bed in Florida, and my bed here. But actually, even though it was a sleepover, we really didn't do much sleeping. Every now and then, I guess. He decided that night to hook all the cords together on the phone. made a super duper long cord. I think there was about 6 cords or 8 or something, and he kept hooking them together, and they found all these little coupler things, and his mother had to leave the other phone off the hook so we could unhook and hook the cord to get it longer. And he finally was able to bring it out to where the wind chimes were so I could hear them in the middle of the night. And he asked me, you know, if the whole world was blind, how would they, I wonder how you'd discover stars? And I said, I don't know. And he said, oh, maybe with some instrument, electric instrument or something you'd be kind of doing with, and you'd be looking for something entirely different. You'd find the stars, and, you know, and that's how people would discover them, maybe, since they couldn't see them with their eyes. I wonder about that. That'd be fun to make a story about. And one of those, the sleepover, that actually we did sleep a little bit during the night. You know, he'd knock on the phone, kind of, and wake me up and tell me he had a bad dream or something. Well, after he died, if you're a mother, you'll know you don't want to move anything, you know, of his. Or there was partly made Legos and different things all over, different parts of puzzles that weren't quite put together, and all these things in his room that stayed the same for maybe 2 years. Oh, you should have seen the playroom. It was full of toys, a lot of stuff that hadn't even been unwrapped. Friends and his mother and other people bought him for once he got well. He'd, you know, have some new toys to play with. And there was just tons of stuff, and his other toys and everything. And his mother one day decided, just like that parsley, you know, lonely from being left on the plate like that, like Jason used to say, and rolls would get lonely if you split them in half. You're supposed to eat them together, you know, with the butter in between, so that the halves that have been together all their lives stay together. He would say things like that. She decided that those toys in the playroom and in his room were awfully lonely, not being played with. Toys want to be played with and loved by children, you know, not set up there in those wrappers and everything. So she decided that she was going to go in and start cleaning the place and getting things ready and have a playgroup for kids to come on Saturday and play with that stuff. And it was awfully hard. And she was wondering whether she even could do it or not, or whether even it was right to play with his stuff, you know, rather than leave it like it was. And he loved Barney. That was one of his favorite things. He used to talk about getting Barney when they were only on video and how excited he was. Barney was going to come right on TV. And he watched the first show and everything. And so, anyway, Mommy was cleaning up the room. She got to his TV and dusted it off and everything, and hadn't been on for so long. She turned it on, and it just happened. One of those things that sometimes the things that happen, you just wonder. She turned it on, and there was Barney. It happened to be the time that he was scheduled, and he said, "And I love you too, Jason." And that was her sign. She didn't know if it was even out of the real TV or she just heard it through spirit or something. Her little boy being named Jason and Barney seeing it right out of the TV, because I didn't even remember a character named Jason on there. But she said, well, it doesn't matter whether it's on TV. It's a gift. But I got wondering, you know, how you get curious sometimes. And I called a station there, found out it was episode 304 that was playing, and I checked here. And in that year, I forget when it was, maybe 95 or 96 or something, of all things, that 304 was playing here on March 4th, 304. And I listened and listened and listened, and it was nothing like that in the program. But when it got near the end, there he was, "I love you, Barney." And Barney said, "I love you too, Jason." And it was actually on the program. I got to tell her, well, you didn't hear it, you know, inside yourself or something, which would have still been a gift, but because she heard his voice and talked to him sometimes anyway. But I said, it was really there right on TV. And when you turned the TV on, you were just there at the right time to hear Barney say that. And she took that, too, as a sign that, you know, to go on with the playgroup and everything. And you should have seen the kids when they were there. It was even bigger and better than Christmas. They were tearing up wrappers and throwing boxes and, you know, getting out toys and playing with them, but then there'd be other toys, and they were running from, it was toy overload. And every now and then, it's just fun to see, you know, kids just get totally overloaded like that. They were almost speechless with just excitement and stuff. And some of their mothers told Jason's mother later that when they got home that night, they actually slept really good. But anyway, they played all morning, unwrapping some and playing with others and taking others outside and going on the swings that hadn't been swung on for a while. Yeah, she was going to have to oil that thing. But it was one of those days. Yeah, me and Jason's mother and his friends will never forget Jason. And, well, next time there'll be another story. And after Jason died, by the way, I went out and celebrated and went to Perkins. And along with everything else I ordered a couple extra helpings of parsley. And I didn't leave any of it, so I wouldn't hurt his feelings. Stay strong and take care of each other and find some time to play. Don't let God laugh alone. Bye for now.
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options.